Elvis, thank you for coming.
It's a real pleasure to be here.
Being on Piano Jazz. I'm really thrilled to have you. And where are you now? Are you living here or in England? Or?
I'm here, there, and everywhere. I'm a little bit...
That's a good song, too.
Yeah, that's also... is that a cue? No, I'm spending a lot of time here. I've worked on a record here this year and have toured here.
I was really interested to find out that your dad was a singer with Joe Loss, because in the days, I don't know how old I was, probably like 19 or something. I remember going to a dance at one of these places that Joe Loss would play. I probably heard your father sing.
Possibly, yeah. Joe was, they were a very popular dance band. And my father began as a trumpet player, and his father was a trumpet player, military trained trumpet player. My dad was very excited by all the jazz records coming in to into England in the late 40s and tried to pick up that style of playing. But needless to say, there's as you well know, there's not a lot of money made in jazz. And when I was born, he developed his other talent, which was one for singing, and in a more commercial vein, in a commercial dance band. And it was very successful.
Oh,
as
really?
A singer.
What yeah. band?
Well, with Joe Loss. I mean, he went from playing bebop, really.
Oh.
He began as a bop player.
Oh, I see.
And my parents were both very involved in the music scene in Liverpool in the late 40s, early 50s.
As
fans, and then
Liverpool?
Later. My dad is from Birkenhead. My mother is from Liverpool. And my mother sold records and was a great crusader for the new sounds that were coming in. And very proudly, you know, whenever I mention records that I've discovered in my curiosity about music, which has led me all over the place, she'll often point out that was a record that she sold in 1951 or something. And, you know, it'll be either a jazz record or a classical record. So I was familiar with a wide range of ballads other than the ones that I actually grew up buying as a teenage rock and roll fan, you know.
I'd love to hear you sing something. Maybe you could do something that your father did with...
Well, here's a curiosity here. I know I sent you a CD of some of the songs that interest me. I thought might be of interest for this program. And on the end of it, I tacked a version of this song, which I'm very fond of, which my father recorded in the 1960s. And I've only ever performed it once in public, and that was with him.
At last.
It's a beautiful song. And
it is a beautiful...
At last, I will sing it solo
well, great.
With your assistance.
It'll be terrific.
Thank you.